This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Their own family members, they are not there to support them. So even Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam, the first person to oppose him was his own mother. His mother said that, "Oh Saad, till you don't abandon the religion of Muhammad, I am not going to eat." She went on hunger strike. The first day, whole day, she didn't eat. She fainted. The second day, she didn't eat. She fainted. The third day, Hadrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala, who goes to his mother, and he says to her that, "Oh my beloved mother, I love you. I love you very much. But I want you to understand that even if you have to die 100 times, I am not going to abandon the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, "Wa in jahadaka litushrika bi wa wassayna al-insana biwalidayhi husna." O humankind, we are advising you to be good, to be kind to your parents. But wa in jahadaka litushrika bi, but if they are forcing you, if they are inviting you towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then you don't have to obey your parents in that matter. Are you getting my point? If they have to invite you towards the disobedience of Allah, then there is no obedience of parents. You know, when it comes to obedience, when you are obeying the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a limit, there is a boundary. But when you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, there is no limit, there is no boundary. Nevertheless, later on, Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to take pride with this verse, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا, and he used to tell the people that this verse was revealed because of me. So that is Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu also happens to be that man who was the first one to shed blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the initial stages, when the Muslims accepted Islam, few Muslims, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to bear patience. It wasn't to retaliate. It wasn't to take revenge. So at that time, few Sahaba got together and they were performing salah, hiding from the mushrikeen. And the mushrikeen decided to attack. And Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu broke his resolve. And he ended up hitting this one person with his bow. And this man started bleeding. So it comes in narrations that Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala, who is the first man who shed blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala, who participated in all the battles. He participated in Uhud, in Badr, name it. Something amazing happened in the battle of Uhud. Amazing incident. You know, in the battle of Uhud, a rumor spread that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. And the Sahaba got worried. They got worried. Even Hazrat Saad got worried. And he took it upon himself that I am going to fight till the last moment of my life, even if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. But as he was fighting, he saw that there is a man standing, and this man is being surrounded by some other people. And when he went close, he saw it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he also joined the same group in order to protect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he was protecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was giving him an arrow. And it comes in narrations that he shot more than 1,000 arrows in order to protect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a very good archer, right? He was a very good archer. So upon every arrow which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving to Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that, "Oh Saad, take the arrow and shoot. Fidaka abi wa ummi. Oh Saad, take the arrow and shoot. Fidaka abi wa ummi. Oh Saad, shoot the arrow. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you." Imagine this was the statement that the companions used to utter for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at this moment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was uttering that statement for Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that I never saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam combining both the father and mother for anyone else other than Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is how lucky this companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. And Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself mentions that at that same moment, I saw two men in white clothing. I had never seen them before the Battle of Uhud. They were protecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I never saw them after the Battle of Uhud. Who were these two men? These were angels. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself also has the honor of seeing the angels.